Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you got plans to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill, a smoker, or even a little deep fryer. You know, I'm not big on deep frying food, Chaz, but this time of year, that hot, steamy fish that comes out of the deep fryer, that's like one of my favorite things. And we're going to talk a little bit about beer and ice fishing and all kinds of guy stuff this segment because, you know what, that's what we do. And joining me in the studio, Barbecue Bob, you might have heard in the first segment, is out doing gallivanting on a little sabbatical for work. So joining me is Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery, our baritone of beer. Welcome to the show, Chaz.
Morning, Jop.
Hey, man. I'm about to turn this train over to you to drive for a minute because what I want to do is talk about winter beer, and then we're going to pair up some food maybe and then roll into some tips for grilling in cold weather, all of these subjects that you are an expert at. So let's start out with winter beer. When you think winter beer, what comes to mind?
Most people are thinking darker beers, you know, more malty. A lot of the guys still stay with their hops because it's crisp and fun, but a lot of the malty styles come out. You know, at Schmoe's, you teased in the first segment, we have our dark side of the wheat. Mm-hmm. You know, the new Star Wars came out. We decided we needed to play a little bit in that realm. So we made a nice dark American wheat ale. It's got a little bit of sweetness in it, but it has a crisp, clean finish. And we've got that, and that's just on tap down at the brewery. So you'll have to come visit us for that. But
if somebody wanted to do that and they don't know where the brewery is, I can't imagine that they don't. But
2600 Patterson, we're right next to Patterson Ice Rink, just north of 28th Street.
Take your kids in for a skate. Let them go three periods. You go have a couple pints, come back, pick them up. Everybody's happy, right?
Oh, yeah. And I found that last week after I got off the ice, I had some fillets and I did a beer batter. Now, beer batters are just awesome. You don't have to go buy a kit or go to the store. It's flour. It's a little cornmeal, a little seasoning. And you put that dry ingredients in a Tupperware bowl, stir it up with a fork as you just slowly pour a little beer in. Whatever beer works. It's great. Easy. You can match it with what you're drinking, and it's automatic pairing. Then you dip your fillets in that. You lower them gently into that boiling oil that you were talking about. Personally, I don't like frying in the house. It leaves a smell.
It does. It absolutely does.
So the backyard, the driveway, outdoors, out away from things, it's safer. I mean, I got snow around me, and we're not going to catch the snow fire.
Right.
And we do our frying outside, and it's a wonderful thing to do, standing there with your buddies and having the fish that you just caught that morning.
And the smell's outside, and I have to go back to our friend Captain Ken from Gyra Charters, who gave me some tips on frying food. And Captain Ken, what he does is he takes those fillets and he puts them in ice water for about 15 minutes before he decides to cook them. And the tip there is that he double batters these things too. He'll take them out of that ice water when they're still very cold. He rolls them in the flour. And then he dips them in your beer batter again, so you've got a little flour on the fish before he puts it in the batter. So it's this little double dip, just flour, then the batter. And what that does is that makes that batter not so sticky to the fish, and it fries a little bit crisper. That little tip that he gave me was the difference between good fish and great fish in my mind. And he's a guy that cooks walleye almost every day because he's a walleye charter guy. And we'll have him on again in the spring. But back to the fishing, Chaz, or the beer, we'll get to fishing in a minute. But these winter beers, you've got this dark side of the wheat. There's got to be a couple others out there that just pop into your mind that it's like, this is a winter beer. This is what we should be drinking right now.
Well, at Schmoe's around the holidays, you know, we kick it off just, a little bit before Thanksgiving with our Miracle Off 28th Street. That's a play on where we're located. But it is kind of a Christmas. It's an English Old Ale. Another big malty character, but a little higher alcohol. A lot of times in the winter, you're spending a little more time at home, sitting by the fireplace and stuff, and you can have a little more alcohol. You're not out, you know, running around, driving the boat and things like that as much. And you can tone things back. You can have a calmer evening. The sun's setting earlier. Yeah, have a nice, heavier, higher alcohol beer. Another one that we have that we release at the first of the year is Kiss My Scottish Arse.
Oh, Scottish Ale?
It's Scottish Ale with a smoky kiss to it. And man, does that go awesome with smoked foods. I mean, we've even taken to smoking some fish. You were talking about on the tech
right.
with those salmon. We're doing it with fillets. Just leave the skin on. Pop those things on a board just the same way.
You're talking crappie or bluegill?
Crappie, bluegill, perch. And you can smoke those things up. A little brine or a little bit of marinade like you were talking about works really great. I even like to glaze at the end. I got that little silicone brush you taught me about.
Right, yep.
And you can dress them right at the end and get that candy coating and imply two flavors, one that you brined with. And one that you're finishing with.
Well, let's talk about a brine. I mean, we've hit this over and over many times, but it's worth mentioning again because we're talking about using it on fish. And I think that there's a couple things you need to understand about brining fish. And one is the solution, and the other one is the amount of time that the fish is in the brine. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the solution, you're probably going to weaken it down. We're dealing with panfish. They're smaller. You don't need all that big, heavy preservative present in it. You don't need the salt drawing the moisture out of it because there's just not that much moisture. Especially ice fishing, we're dealing with cold fillets now anyway.
Right.
It's hard to get them warm. So we got to use fire to get them warm, actually. And that keeping the fillet cold, that also firms up the meat.
Yes, it
does.
It
keeps it real nice and tight so that it holds together when you fry it or saute it or smoke it. You want it to stay together.
And like a piece of beef or a big, dense piece of meat, turkey, for example, we could leave that in the brine overnight. But a fish fillet, what are your thoughts on that?
Half hour, 45 minutes.
Exactly. This is a quick process, guys. You don't need to do this all day. You might clean them on the bench, throw them in a little bit of brine, go wash your hands, have a beer, get the fryer out and get the oil hot. They're ready.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is not a long process on the fish. Especially if you're going to smoke them as well, you know, get the smoker going. By the time all that happens, you've brined the fish long enough.
Oh, yeah. And just like my friend Captain Jim always says, don't overcook the fish.
Right.
These are very delicate flesh things. It's thin. I mean, you were using a really small knife to fillet these things. So
right.
Let's not kill them by just, you know, cooking them until they're crispy. We don't need that when we're smoking or sautéing. We're going to be very delicate with these things. And I like to up my herb game just a little bit with fish.
And what do you mean by that?
When I'm making a brine, you know, if I'm making a turkey brine, I've got two or three herbs in there and stuff, and I'm going to be rather subtle with them because turkey's got a lot of its own flavor that's coming out. There's fat underneath the skin that's going to come out with it, stuff. Fish, I don't have that fat.
Right.
I don't have all those other flavor things coming into it. I'm going to get a little bit out of the skin, but not much.
Right.
So I'm going to replace that. I'm going to put in a little bit more sage. I'm going to put in definitely some rosemary in there and tarragon.
That's the secret, right?
Tarragon with it.
Yeah. Tarragon is one of those spices, though, you can't use it too heavy because it'll overpower something almost too quickly, rather. So use that in moderation. Play with it. But here's the cool part about this. It's a bluegill. It's a perch. If you ruin it, go get some more tomorrow.
Go get 25 more.
Right, exactly.
And I always like to taste my brine.
Yes.
Taste it before you put the meat in it.
Yep.
You can tell if you did something wrong.
Right. And it won't be, it'll be, the brine will be stronger than what ends up on the fish because it just doesn't all soak in like that. It's just imparting a great, great flavor profile. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about ice fishing, a little bit about the Big Buck Contest wrap-up, and maybe some more grilled fish recipes with Scott from Allen Bob Sports. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.